All right, we are here once again for part two of this evening's discussion. And this evening also is time to celebrate the Taurus birthdays, ours included, and we thank you all for the wonderful cakes and toasts and tributes, and well, our vehicle gets to benefit, and if she wonders about the benefits, tell her to look around. We also benefit, and you all do as well. So thank you, and thank you especially to all those who brought cakes, and pass our gratitude to Alan for designing an absolute superb, above and beyond game board peas cake for our 20th celebration here. So, and that is Alan, partner of Barry. So let's proceed, all right? So who has something important to bring up? You have plenty to talk about on recess, so let's hear it. Let's get the gab session going. And just some of your normal observations and comments, of course, are appreciated by the Mystery Landers. And a little aside here, we are getting more notes from those in Mystery Land and signing themselves as Mystery Landers. And so Mystery Landers, it is. It is a wonderful appellation to be known by. So who has a question, comment on anything that is important?
This is Bob.
Yes, Bob.
I've been doing an interesting experiment for a couple months now. My mother's been studying genealogy and has sent copies as she's done her research of pictures and information about all of my ancestors from her side of the family. And I knew my grandmother, my grandfather on that side had died before I was born, but I knew my great-grandfather. I think I even talked about him in class before. We called him D-Data because the first grandchild couldn't say granddaddy. And he lived to be 98, and I knew him. He died when I was 7 years old. I met him a few times. I didn't know him really well. But all these other ancestors I know of, I've heard the stories, and now I have pictures of them and know more about them. So one night, several months ago, when I hadn't fallen asleep, and I go through my nightly, you know, prayers and things that I focus on, and I started thinking about the ancestors, and I thought of all the ones that I knew of, and started saying, okay, I'd like this idea of opening up more communication with your realm, and our ancestors, I think, are the ones who would be the easiest ones to contact. So I thought, I'm going to just start regularly talking to them and see if I can develop a relationship with them. Who knows how long it'll take, but I was impulse to do it. So I've been doing it every night, except nights. Some nights I fall right asleep, but if I don't fall right asleep, I go through my whole standard prayer and then start talking to them. And this thing started happening that as soon as I would start talking to them, the furniture would creak. And I thought, okay, this, you know, I like to think that's them letting me know they're there. And I thought, yes, the house settles at night. Sometimes furniture just creaks. But one night I was thinking of my grandfather.
Why does the house settle at night and not during the day? You know, just
like well, just, I mean, I wasn't totally skeptical. I liked, you know, I was convinced it was them. And then whoever I was thinking of when the furniture would creak, I was sense, okay, that's who's here right now who wants to talk to me. So that's why I would stop one and talk to them. I'd go through the whole, all the ones I knew, but then I'd come back to them or stop on them. And sometimes it was a really loud creak. Well, one night I was thinking of my grandfather, and I have his, this is my great-grandfather, and I have their clock that was handed down to my mom and handed out to me. It's like a miniature grandfather clock that goes up on a mantle, and it's been broken for a long time. It was the kind you would wind up, and then it would gong on the hour and half hour, and it gonged. It just like the spring, and it went click, and it was, I know that sound because I used to play with it when I was little. I at one point had fixed it, and then it got wound too far and broke again. It hasn't made a sound in years, and I said, okay, that was pretty good. But the really interesting thing that made me think of bringing this up was just a few nights ago, I had a dream that I was in my grandmother's basement. We were doing all this cleaning and organizing, and then we were all ready to take a break, and I saw, it was like the secret staircase that led up to the attic. And I used to play in her attic, but in my dreams there's like another attic above that attic that has all kinds of really cool stuff in it. And D-Data was there. And he showed me, the stairs were cluttered, but he said, here's how you have to get up. You have to climb up. He showed me this whole way of climbing up the railing sideways, pulling on these ropes, and where to put each foot.